inflatable pool full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere. And so began my love affair with water. On the riverbank.
Good morning. Happy, happy Tuesday, a.k.a. Hump Day Eve. As Brian would say, he's filling in down the hall. So I am rolling solo this morning, but you know me, I never stay solo for very long. We got a special guest in the studio. I feel like it's been a while since I've seen you. It hasn't been that long, but it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. You know, I'm good in short doses, so, you know, once a month or so, you know.
No, I need more. We've got Dave White in the studio. Good morning from New York City.
Good morning.
Sea Grant.
What a great song choice. Just love the music you're picking. And now just
thank you.
Love with water.
Yes,
yes.
Oh, we are.
Absolutely.
Sad to see the weather sort of changing, maybe not, you know, sharing our feelings.
Yeah, but we need it. I mean, you can only, you know, we rely on, my agriculture friends, they're so important. And, you know, we've got to keep everybody in mind when we think about it. Yeah, a boater might not like as much, but, you know, our friends in the ag industry look at it to say, would you like food on your table? We
yes.
might need some rain. So, yeah,
yes.
we have to take what we get, and we do need it. So
had a great summer, though. Beautiful season this year, I feel like.
Absolutely. Just a great summer. And,
yeah.
You know, it's been great to see people, you know, emerge from the pandemic and really start to get back into things. You know, the festivals are back. I mean, you know, we're now getting into the fall fest season.
And, yeah, my favorite.
Know, and you and I have talked many times before. You know, we're off topic, but they don't know what our topic is yet. So
true.
But, you know, I mean, and you know, the... We're four-season resort area, I like
yes.
to call it, in upstate
yes.
New York. And, you know, fall is one of the great ones. And, you know, a lot of boaters now keep their boat in longer. They kayak and canoe into the fall. There is nothing. I mean, like, you know, Columbus Day weekend,
mm-hmm.
you know, out on the boat,
right.
looking back to land with the color change.
Right.
It doesn't get any better than that. I mean, that's why we all love to live in upstate New York. So make sure you're thinking about that, folks. Make the boat trip plan. Make the fall foliage to the Adirondacks and out onto the lake or river to look back.
Well, and, you know, sometimes here in the North Country, we get almost that, especially like this time of year, we get like that false fall. Like that,
yes.
that fake you out fall, like a fake you out spring we get
yes.
to a lot, but it, you know, it cools down until you're like, oh, right about this time of year, you're like, okay, fall's here, and then it warms up again.
Yes.
So there is still time for
absolutely.
Boating.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I now talk about that the boating season is from Easter to Columbus Day.
Right.
You know, it really is because of our ability to use our boats and be out on them, especially when we do talk about kayaks, canoes, and those kind of things that, you know. As it's getting cooler, you're well prepared and safe. But yeah, you can get out there much easier and that kind of thing. So absolutely take advantage of it.
And the water's like glass.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
This time of year, you start getting into the cooler weather. It's like glass. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So soon we will be talking about, obviously, you know, storing your boat and putting your watercrafts away. But we're not there yet.
We're not there yet. No, we got time, folks. Got time.
But something we are talking about, speaking of, you know, it is back to school time. Colleges have kind of started back up. You know, regular schooling has begun again, which is very nice to see. Very refreshing to see the kids are going back. But we're talking about the Great Lakes Research Consortium today.
Yep. I also serve as the associate director of the Research Consortium. And we did, you know, going back to school, colleges are back. And all the issues that we talk about, whether it be water quality, you know, socioeconomics, harmful algal blooms, invasive species. You know, a lot of times what folks don't realize is there's a large cadre of researchers and students behind that at our great universities in upstate New York. So the Research Consortium was formed to bring them all together
mm-hmm.
And to work with them and to have them work across campus throughout New York and with our Canadian counterparts.
Where I saw that, yeah.
And, you know, and it really provides, and you know, we provide a small grants program, and we're getting ready to roll that out and award those grants now. But it's really an opportunity for people to be thinking about when we are out enjoying it and we hear about these issues, there are our great faculty at our universities and new students that are coming in that are going to be the leaders in the Great Lakes of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That we really like to partner with. And then, you know, what I get the opportunity to do is to spend time with you. And a lot of the issues you and I talk about, that's where we've gotten the answers.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's where that information is coming for us to learn about zebra mussels way back in the day.
They're like the boots on the ground.
They really are. They really are. And, you know, they're out there doing it. And, you know, one of the things I love when we fund these projects is they all include students. So it's really getting students engaged in understanding our waterways in upstate New York and specifically our Great Lakes. So Mm-hmm. You know, they're the ones that are going to be out on the boats, you know, doing that research and checking the Secchi disks and all those kind of things
right.
that they do that provide us with the opportunities that we have.
Now, is this something that is like part of a curriculum, or is this like an extracurricular activity that students who are interested in, you know, marine life or ecology can take part in?
Well, I mean, you know, really what occurs in this case is, you know, a lot of our faculty within our biologies and our chemistries and our human dimensions, you know, they're very focused on Great Lakes and the issues that are impacting us on a daily basis. So, mm-hmm. you know, when a student is looking to go to a college and that's an area they have an interest in, you know, that's going to help inspire them to go to a Clarkson, a St. Lawrence, a Potsdam, a Canton. You know, those are the kind of things that will inspire them to do that. And then, you know, they do. They then can really grow into some of these Great Lakes projects. They affiliate with the faculty that are there. And then they can really share that expertise. And what I love is when we work with the campuses and they're doing their, you know, their student presentations and students are talking about what they're learning about the Great Lakes and the answers they're finding that will help us, you know, and it will help, you know, DEC or U.S. Fish and Wildlife,
right.
you know, manage the fishery better for all of us, both for the lake, the fishery, and for those that want to catch them. So, you know, that's the inspirational part to me is in these small grants help new faculty get excited about the Great Lakes, and it also begins to help them think about how do I, you know, if we start getting some of these baseline issues looked at with a small grant, this is where they're going to be able to then go for those larger grants to really delve into, you know, a better understanding of not only the problem, but the solutions that we may need to be imparting to get out there.
Sure, absolutely. Now, how long has this been, this research consortium been around?
They're pushing upwards of 30 years.
Oh, and, wow.
You know, and again, a lot of, you know, it's one of those things that we thought, you know, because we are awarding the grants, it's something a lot of people wouldn't be aware of. But we thought, you know, this is a good time to do it because campuses are coming back and people are hearing about it. And also, I encourage a lot of people because, you know, we talk about, and I've worked for the university for a long time.
We had a little discussion about that earlier. I'm not very happy right now.
We did. And, you know, and it's really, you know, to see them evolve and to see them move forward, working with the students, working on those issues, it's just been fascinating to see. And the research consortium really came along early on as to really connect all the campuses. I mean, that's really, you know, when it says the consortium, it's really, to, you know, if somebody at SUNY Oswego, SUNY ESF, and Clarkson, faculty working on a similar issue. Well, let's get them connected.
Yeah, it's like a hub.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's been a real key function of the consortium is to do that, inspire students, but really help build that collegiality across campus lines and across the state, because a lot of the issues that might be occurring up on the St. Lawrence have relevance, obviously, to Lake Ontario. So to connect those faculty as well through either conferences or workshops or just different meetings. And we're going to be running actually in October what we call our mentoring conference, which we do every 2 years, which is for new faculty. So a new faculty member that may have just moved here from, you know, any one of the other states, you know, and one of the sessions I teach at this mentoring conference, you know, kind of lead, is what we call the alphabet soup of the Great Lakes.
Oh.
You know, I mean, I could sit here and go through all of the, you know, the GLINPO, EPA, FWS, DEC, AFF.
It's only a three-hour show.
It's only a three-hour show. And actually, I have a lot of fun with them because I just have the whole list there. And then we get to an end and I go, well, we need to come up with another acronym because we're missing two letters out of the alphabet in all of these acronyms.
Oh, no.
You know, but it's fun and it's laughter. But again, if you're not from here, when someone says DEC, you go, I mean, we all know what it is because we
right.
work with them. They're all a part of our, you know,
right,
you know especially
right.
on the water. But if you're coming from someplace else, they go, is that your DEQ? Is that your DEP? Because they have different names in every state.
Oh, okay.
You know, and in mm-hmm. every state they do, you know, they have a DNR and a DEP kind of thing. So, you know, it's fun, it's light. But if you're a new faculty member, you know, it takes time to learn all that. So,
right.
Like with our mentoring
conference.
You have
to sort of assimilate into it.
You know, assimilate into it. And who are the funding sources here? I mean, we talk with them about the Research Consortium as an entity, but then also New York Sea Grant. You know, National Science Foundation, you know, other grants that are available. So, you know, it's a real opportunity. And a lot of folks, you know, may not be aware of it, but, you know, and it's also an opportunity to be watching what's going on campus because a lot of times they're doing public presentations on a lot of these issues as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll, you know, as part of their outreach program on a campus. So, you know, maybe JCC or Canton or, you know, up at Clarkson might be doing a public presentation on, you know, St. Lawrence River, you know, ecology and water.
Right.
You know, take advantage of those opportunities because those are the folks that are out there on the water doing the research.
So now, you know, with opportunities like this, you know, we sort of, I think, I don't want to say I'm generalizing here, but we tend to take for granted the waterways that we do have here and just the beauty and, you know, the uniqueness of it the availability of it and the accessibility of it. How important is it for these researchers and these biologists to be out there doing this research for us to understand better these waterways?
It's critical because then we can understand, we better understand the, you know, interactions between native species and invasive species. We better understand our water quality issues because a lot of folks draw their water from these bodies of water.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding water quality, understanding harmful algal blooms and an algal bloom, you know, which is different. I mean, not all algal blooms are harmful. What makes them harmful? What do we need to be cautious about? You know, I mean, that's always a hot topic this time of year. Looking at the, to me, you know, a big part of it, a lot of folks don't realize, looking at the socioeconomics. I mean, you know, I remember there, you know, was a facility that was being built in Port Ontario at the mouth of the Salmon River.
Mm-hmm.
And when he built that facility, he actually credited New York Sea Grant research that was done out of Cornell University of showing him the economic opportunity that was there.
Oh, nice.
Because, you know, you're doing, and as a business person on the coast, you know, back in the day, you'd be doing that on your own and really trying to determine, you know, am I going to get a return on my investment? Is the demand there?
Mm-hmm.
And so by looking at, you know, boating, charter boats, I mean, we've done a tremendous amount of work with the charter boat industry over the years to understand their technology, to better understand their economic sustainability. So, you know, and that's what a lot of folks don't realize, that, you know, again, it's, you know, those businesses are very niche businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now we're working with the National Marine Sanctuary and its potential designation. We've done a lot of research and support looking at the diving industry. You know, if you build it, will they come?
Right.
And that's what we're talking about. Yeah, divers will come, but it's important to provide it for non-divers as well as divers.
Right.
You know, and that's where communities will look at to say, well, yeah, we need to make some investments in our infrastructure or in our, you know, community business structure because the opportunity's there.
Well, you know, and even for like the average John or Jane that are, you know, maybe throwing your boat in the lake or the river this, you know, over the weekend, it's still good to know, just to have that little bit of education to for preservation purposes, or, you know, if you're building a home maybe on the water, just kind of know the ecology around that and you know, the biology around that to keep preservation going.
Yeah, I think back to when they started the, you know, Lake Ontario water level study, and we could spend way too many hours talking about that, as we all know.
But we saw they're at it again.
To me, the real key back then in between 2000 and 2005, when they were doing the predominant research and really, really gaining information, is the public was really engaged for the public interest advisory group or whatever they may have called them at the time, to really learn about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where people learned, you know, that it's not a bathtub. It's not a singular system. It's very multifaceted. And to then share that information with people. So all of a sudden, as a landowner, you understood, okay, why is it high? Why is it low? How does this really work?
Right.
Because it's not just pull the plug, let the water out, stop the plug in the water. You know, it's a very complex system. And, you know, that's one thing that I've watched over the years that people have really embraced and wanted to learn about it. I remember, with you know, working with the fishery that, you know, early on when folks would be going to a meeting, they would really start to ask the agency folks some critical questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember sitting around the table afterwards with a lot of our agency partners going, how do they know to ask these questions?
Right.
I mean, and I'm not belittling anybody.
Right.
But they were very technical, and I said, because we've been sharing information with them, and they really are understanding it. So they're asking very specific on, you know, what is the weight of the forage base of Lake Ontario? And, you know, I mean, these very critical questions, because they were learning, okay, this is a part of that process. And
right.
That's that research and getting it out there and not only letting people understand the results. I mean, it'd be easy for me to say, well, this is a result of that research. Yeah, you know, do I believe it or not? How did they get there?
Right.
And watching people really learn about the process to do that, to me, is as critical as the result. Because if you understand the process and accept that process, it's like, okay, and this is the result they got.
Mm-hmm.
It validates it. So it's not just somebody saying, here's the answer to the question. Here's how I got the answer to the question.
Right.
And that's what I love when students are engaged in that, because to me, that's a huge part of their learning. It's not just, here's the question, here's the answer. That process between the two is critical to make sure that that's validated and done correctly. And that's one of the things for years the consortium has really tried to work with faculty to do.
So speaking of more information, where can people find out more information about this Great Lakes Research Consortium?
Use your favorite search engine and type it in. Don't type GLRC, because as we were talking, there's at least seven things that are the GLRC. Great Lakes Radio Consortium. Yeah,
you're going to get a whole bunch of stuff.
But if you type Great Lakes Research Consortium or go to esf.edu/GLRC, they can learn about it. But also, you know, as important, check your local university. you know, do a search on your local university. Check out what they've got going on, because a lot of times they've got just some great research, and a lot of times they may be involving local folks in it as well as volunteers. So there may be some really cool volunteer opportunities to be working with the folks up here at Clarkson, St. Lawrence, Canton, Potsdam, JCC, to really work in, on some of these issues and really learn the behind the scenes.
And now you guys have a small grants program as well that people can kind of find more information about online as well.
Yes, they can. And we are about to announce who's getting this year's funds.
Very exciting.
Ooh,
all right. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Dave. It's always a pleasure to speak to you.
Wonderful.
Love learning more about our waterways here. So,
have a great day.
Again, Dave White with the New York Sea Grants this morning. It's 753, 64 degrees. You're listening to 790 WTNY AM 95.9 FM Watertown.